Welcome to the new season of Siendo Primero, Being First,
a program from student to student dedicated to those of us navigating college as first-generation students.
I'm Sahei Barcenas.
And I'm Evelyn Garcia. This semester, we'll be taking over Siendo Primero to share our experiences and connect with all of you.
We are so excited to start this new season with all of you. For our very first show, we are focusing on a super important topic, language. Being a first-generation student means you deal with language a lot. You have to learn new words and figure it out how to talk to people who speak different languages right here on campus.
Exactly. And in this show, we want to be inclusive, so you'll hear us speak in English
y también en español, porque sabemos que muchos de nosotros nos representan ambos idiomas. Los usamos todos los días.
And for this episode, we are diving deep into the language journey. We're going straight into the stories of students who cross countries to be here.
Yes, we have two great interviews today. Lisbeth Sarabia from Mexico and Onyeka Udodi from South Africa. Their stories are amazing.
We also have a special feature on Spanglish, and we'll hear from Professor Daniel Hereda about the academic side of language. So get ready to listen.
Up first, we'll be hearing the interview with Lisbeth Sarabia. And this interview is a great example of how can you code switching in Spanish and English.
Let's get started.
Con esto, damos inicio a Siendo Primero.
Hello, my name is Evelyn Garcia, and I'm here with a special guest. May you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Lisbeth Sarabia.
Hola, Lisbeth, ¿cómo estás?
Estoy muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Estoy muy bien. ¿Qué estás estudiando aquí en Arizona Western College?
Aquí en AWC estoy haciendo un Associate of Science in Engineering.
How long have you been studying here?
Este es mi segundo año. No, este es mi tercer año. Tengo 5 semestres aquí.
What made you decide to move here?
Pues yo creo que tener más oportunidades y más que nada, pues mis papás siempre quisieron, mis papás son mexicanos, pero yo nací aquí, entonces siempre quisieron como que me acostumbrara a hablar inglés o agarrar más oportunidades acá y pues por eso me metieron acá a la escuela.
What was the hardest thing about moving here?
I think the hardest thing about moving here was the language barrier, and also that my parents were in Mexico, so I had to do basically everything by myself, and obviously with the support of my older brother, which was also supporting me here. Yeah, that was mainly like the hardest part, like being able like to do everything independently and like getting used to it, because I always had the support from my parents, so it was like a big change coming here.
And once you graduate, are you planning to live here in Yuma or are you moving back to Mexico?
After I graduate AWC, I plan to transfer to ASU and live there in Phoenix because I want to do my bachelor's in architecture. So I want to transfer there and also like find an apartment over there instead of over there.
Okay. Have you ever felt homesick?
Yeah, having my parents in Mexico, obviously I can go like anytime I want, but it's really hard, and also doing like a difficult major that requires like a lot of time with homeworks and exams and everything, and just getting prepared like now to graduate. It is definitely really hard because I stay here the weekends just to focus on my studies. Yeah, I have to sacrifice some of my time with them just so I can, you know, like make them proud.
What's your goal here?
I never imagined coming here to AWC because it wasn't actually my first option. My first option was actually going to ASU. But since I came here, I think I've accomplished many things. Actually, working in marketing and communications was my first job ever. So I think that's a big like milestone. And also like graduating with my associates in engineering was also something really big for me. So those are two of my main goals I have accomplished.
Are you going to be living with a family member in Phoenix or are you going to be living in a dorm?
I plan to apply to the dorms or to the apartments there on campus, but I also have a friends that live there and are also like pursuing the same major I want to pursue, so I'm most likely going to be living with friends but not family.
Are you scared to move to Phoenix?
I am a little bit scared to move because of the bigger city and just getting used to it, but I'm not mostly scared. I'm mostly very excited just to move on and just like to pursue my bachelor's in architecture, because they don't have it here in Yuma. Like, they don't have it near me. So moving there is going to be, like, something big for me just to pursue one of my biggest dreams, I could say.
All right, well, it was nice meeting you, Lisbeth.
Thank you. Nice meeting you too.
And this is Evelyn Garcia for Siento Primero. What you just heard is an interview about Lisbeth Sarabia as an international student. It's also a great example of how language is used and that everyone can relate and can have the experience of code switching with two or more languages. I love that Lisbeth is so transparent. You can really hear how hard it is to switch languages for school, but she's not giving up.
I agree. And I have to ask Evelyn, how did you find her? We knew that she's from Mexico and her major is science, but I want to know about it.
Well, it's a funny story. I always see her on the AWC page on Facebook and Instagram about telling us to not forget to register for spring semester and all kinds of events we are having here on campus. And I asked her if I can interview her. Obviously, she said yes. So we started talking in Spanglish and we both had a really good time.
Wow, y justo eso es el espíritu de ser primero, being first. You just go and do it.
Exactly. And after the interview, we started talking in Spanglish, and we both had a really good time. I wish I had recorded it. That's why I think it's so much more fun to communicate with someone who also speaks in Spanish and English with you.
It creates that easy connection. You can joke around, you can compliment their outfit, and you're already friends. Just like that, with language.
Absolutely, right? And you know, Lisbeth's story shows us the struggles and the amazing strength of international students.
Speaking of strength, our next student has an incredible story about language and dedication. I spoke with Onyeka Udodi from South Africa.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait. Let's hear it.
Hello, my name is Ajay Barcenas from Siendo Primero, and we are here with...
My name is Onyeka Udodi. I'm a nursing student, a residential assistant.
Can you give us your backstory? Where are you from?
I'm from South Africa. Since I was a child, I was watching a lot of American movies. So I fell in love with like the American culture and things like that. So as growing up, I always told myself that I wanted to end up in the US. When I finished my 12th grade, I sat with my dad, and then my dad asked me where I wanted to go, and I told him that I wanted to go to the US.
And are you here with your family, or it's only you?
Oh, no, as international students, when we come here, we come alone. And for me, it was hard because my parents were like the type to put me in the house all the time. And then now they send me to a whole different continent to fend for myself, you know. It is hard for us because we have to spend Christmas by ourselves. So when we come here, we are always by ourselves. Because our parents for us to come here, because our currency to the dollar is a lot, you know. So for what you guys can work in like 2 weeks, us would take us like 3 months to pay for that. They sacrifice a lot for us to be here. But we still manage to succeed because we always stick to the plan and why we came here. So that's a beautiful thing about it.
Do you know more languages than English?
Yes, I currently know 9 and I'm learning Spanish. So English is my first language and then Portuguese is my second. And then you have Zulu, Xhosa, Pedi, Afrikaans, which is, it was Africanized to Dutch. It's like Dutch, but more like African version. And then we have Swati, Sisutu, and then in my country we have 11 languages, and I know, I think around 8 out of the 11, and now I'm currently taking Spanish classes to learn Spanish too. But yeah, we have a lot of languages in my country.
And what is your first language?
It's English. The other ones I had to learn it because of like my surroundings. All my friends would speak this, they'll speak that, so I had to like learn everything.
Can you introduce your name in the languages that you know?
My name is Igbo, which is from Nigeria. So it's not the name you can translate, but I can tell you what the meaning is. Like Onyeka means who is greater than God. And then my last name, Udodi, means peace. So Onyeka is like a question that cannot be answered, you know, like it's a question, who is greater than God? Like there's no one. So it stays like that. And then my last name means peace. So that's what my name means. So it's a Nigerian name because my dad is Nigerian. And then my mom is South African, and that's how they met. In Afrikaans is my nom es. In Zulu, igama lami, I. Portuguese is mo nomi e. In Tswana, libitso laka, kinye. In Khoisa, it's the same as Zulu, right? Igama lami, hiwonyeka. My name is Onyeka. Mo nomi e Onyeka. Libitso laka. And then in Sotho is igama lenkosi. No, it's Onyeka. So there's different ways of saying my name is Onyeka, you know? So, but the easiest one you can say is libitso laka, ki Onyeka. That's Tswana. So that's nice.
Do you have an advice for international students?
My advice to them is when they come here, as much as like they miss family, miss back home, they should be always reminded that why they came here. You know, they came here to get education, to get to study, and to get that degree. And that's the reason they came here. And stick to your plan, work hard, because it's going to be worth it in the end.
Thank you for letting us hear about you and how do you feel. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
Wow, Onyeka is incredible. He is a perfect example of how we can come from everywhere and learn new languages.
I know, right? I was so amazed when I heard that he speaks 9 languages. And one of his dreams was to come to the US. And now he's here and studying nursing. That takes so much dedication.
Wow, 9 languages. That is a talent, actually. It makes you realize how much courage it takes to study in another country, where everything from the class material to the doctor's office is a language challenge.
Absolutely. And whether you speak 9 languages or just 2, that feeling of playing with the words, it's so relatable. I can feel that with Spanish and English too. And as we talked before, do you remember when I talked with you in almost all Spanish? Trying to explain you something because I was so inspired. And then it was like, whoa, wait a minute. I need you to say that again in English.
It's because you were so... You were so used to it speaking Spanish because that's your comfort language. But what happened was true. She was explaining to me in Spanish and I told her to stop. I said, sorry to cut that. I didn't mean to interrupt, but can you please explain it to me in English? I think Spanglish is in its own unique language. It's something we all use. But before we hear what you find out in that feature, we'll have a quick break coming up.
Don't go anywhere. From KAWC, this is Siendo Primero.
Being First is a program created by students for students.
My name is Ajay Bárcenas.
And my name is Evelyn Garcia. Here we will share stories, information, and voices that connect with students' life.
Cada sábado les traeremos un nuevo tema directamente a tus oídos.
This show is available as a podcast or online. Just search kawc.org under the Shows tab. A new vision with the same mission.
To give students a voice.
Hello, my name is Evelyn Garcia, and I am here a student. May you please introduce your name?
Hi, my name is Jolene. I'm in my first semester of nursing school.
So is this your first time here in the community college?
No, I started right after high school, but it was mainly always online. And then starting now, I'm more in school, essentially, more on campus.
What are you looking forward into nursing?
Honestly, I've always been in love with the nursing field. Honestly, helping out people. I've always been somebody that loves helping out people and just being myself when I'm taking care of other people.
What's the hardest thing about nursing?
I want to say time management, because if you don't know how to manage your time, it would be very hard to like pick up on certain traits and manage your time, giving time to different things.
Have you ever thought of doing nursing at a university?
Yes, right now I am currently enrolled at ASU as well, so I'm actually finishing up my bachelor's as well.
All right, I think that's about it.
Welcome back. You're listening to Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Evelyn Garcia. We're here talking all about language. In the flash interview, you just heard I had a great talk with Nurse Jolene, studying at a university. That's amazing and inspiring.
I know, she sounds so determined. And listening to all these voices makes me think about how we all communicate here on campus.
I couldn't agree more. It just goes to show you that there are so many ways to talk, even right here on campus at Arizona Western College, actually. And for many first-generation students in this college, there's one special way we communicate that mixes everything together, Spanglish.
Yes, a mix of Spanish and English that we use here and even at home and with friends. Vamos a escuchar las voces de Isaías Navarro, Abril García, y el profesor Daniel Herrera.
I know a lot of our listeners can relate. Let's dive into that Spanglish feature you prepared right now.
Have you ever had a thought or a feeling that only makes sense in solo la mitad de un idioma? That sensation of having two worlds in your head and knowing only a mix can give them una voz? For some bilingual students, that mix is called Spanglish. I'm Sahei Bárcenas from Siendo Primero, and we'll hear the voices of some students who live it.
Soy Isaías Navarro, soy estudiante aquí en el colegio.
Hello, my name is Abril García. I am a student here at AWC. I've had experience with Spanglish.
We learned there's only one correct way to speak. But for those navigating a new country and a new language, Spanglish is the first vital tool for adaptation.
Mi primer lenguaje fue español. Ya cuando vine a los Estados Unidos, empecé a leer, bueno, speak English, talk, and learn to read, learn to write.
Nací aquí. Mi primer lenguaje es español, pero siento que me adapté muy rápido al inglés. O siento que es diferente como a estudiantes que vienen de México, una diferente experiencia. Eso también es parte de mi día.
To expand more this vision, we reach out to Professor Daniel Herrera, who specializes in English and linguistics.
For me, I do see that now I correct people when they say like, oh, it's a dialect. Like, no, it's a complete language. The word dialect can often be used to state that thing is not a full language. Y it's not just the language, it's contexto y cultura. Because lenguaje is cultura, is vida.
This language solves communication struggles. Validating this mixture, it's also validating a whole new identity.
Creo que dice mucho como de cómo somos, like mexicoamericanos, cómo es más trabajo, se nota que tiene más empeño.
Sometimes it does get a little bit like, if someone doesn't know English or doesn't know Spanish, it's like, ooh. But I don't think it's like nothing to be ashamed of.
English, which is on this pedestal, is literally mixed up with all these other Spanish words, indigenous words, French and Greek and Latin. It's todo the mezclado. Some people forget que hablando dos lenguajes, it is the brain working with two different sets of codes, and the person is able to say like, yeah, I can do both. You puede expresar los dos.
El lenguaje siempre evoluciona. Our communication shifts everywhere, from professional to personal spaces.
The one person I can think of is like my boss. She speaks English more, but like whenever she had those little moments, she would be talking and then like, or something like that. You know, those little phrases in Spanish.
For me, it's like, oh, it's easy because I was able to learn it as a young kid. Y como que ya. But then like seeing mis papás como tratando de hablar inglés o tienen un acento más pronunciado o se les dificulta más, se adaptan y como es diferente para ellos.
Spanglish in itself follows the rules of grammar. That is unspoken, right? That we know inherently, yeah, this is going to work. And so we see that it's humans making language and it is its own thing. And it's amazing. It's like, yes, we're trying to communicate. We're trying to survive in this country. And so our tongues and our brains work in hyperspeed para entender el mundo que estamos viviendo.
In a sense, this is how belonging is built. And for those still learning, here is some advice.
Va a ser difícil, pero tratar de adquirir lo tanto que puedas con la gente, like the community, vas a encontrar gente que también está en tu situación, que también te puede ayudar como a traducir.
I would say just practice it and don't let your fear stop you from learning it and actually speaking it.
Take in as much media en inglés que puedas.
The more you speak it, the more you understand it, and then the more you're able to feel comfortable with it.
Spanglish is the satisfying result of finding a language that finally feels like our own.
Spanglish is our voice.
Spanglish es nuestra voz.
And it's here to stay. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas. Those were the voices of Isaías Navarro and Abril García, two students of Arizona Western College, and also we had the point of view of Daniel Herrera.
That feature really dived into how Spanglish isn't just quote-unquote lazy Spanish or quote-unquote broken English.
Yes, as I said, it's a language of belonging. Tiene un sentido de pertenencia, and I really wanted to talk to someone who understands the academic side of this. Because para nosotros los alumnos, podemos estar hablando en español and also in English. But what about the professors?
Exactly. It's because I'm not the only one who also does Spanglish, because I also do it with my family and my friends. But I also agree about that with professors, because we hear people judge Spanglish, but what does an expert think?
Exactly. And having the help of Professor Herrera was so amazing. He can see this language dynamic in the classroom every single day because he is an English professor. So he understands our struggles and our strengths.
And he had a lot more to say. So let's hear more about the academic perspective from Professor Daniel Herrera.
When it comes to Spanish, the perception that people have see it in negative view. When in actuality, it's beautiful. Like, I love hearing things in Spanish. I love hearing mass in Spanish. Me encanta decir los números en español. I just love it. There is this double standard. This double standard that exists, and it's unfortunate. It's not right. It sucks. And so I come to this world, I hear it, and I'm thinking, like, no, it should be, like, puro español and everything and so forth. And that was when I was much younger, like I said, 17, 18 years ago and so forth. But now, after studying and researching and just providing context, I'm still learning. I'm still seeing the complexity that Spanglish is and so forth. I now recognize that, like, language changes. And so, like I kind of give you context of this. One time I cut the grass outside with my sons, and we're sweeping up the grass and all the trash. And then I asked my son, I wanted to ask him to give me the dustpan. But at that moment, I forgot what the word dustpan is in English, like me olvidé. It's like, ¿qué es esa palabra? Like, what's that word? I can't remember the word for that thing. And then I was like, recogedor. Tráeme el recogedor. I knew the word in Spanish and I forgot the word in English. It does happen with anyone and everyone. The brain is learning both languages and they're literally doing gymnastics in the brain, and they're going to be better off knowing two languages, three or four or five, than just one.
Un lenguaje abre la puerta al mundo de otra gente,
right? And so having those two worlds is our reality. Cada nosotros, each one of us, have like two or more worlds brimming inside of us. It was a word that came up, as far as I know, during the Bracero program, during the 1940s and so forth, where employees, Mexican farm workers who spoke Spanish, would try to go to the Chamber of Commerce to find work, right? Or like just, to, you know, what they're going to do. And so they say, vamos a la chamber. Chamber. Chambiar. Vamos a chambiar. Vamos a trabajar, you know? And so it is a creative solution for expression and communication. Because a veces, por necesidad, you know, for necessity. And other times because it comes out. It's really fascinating how we find humans. Us humans are really funny creatures. Encontramos necesidad para expresar nuestra necesidad o no comunicar. And that's what's really fascinating about it. Words are going to mix. And I think that's something that so many of us of all backgrounds forget, that language changes over the centuries, over the decades, and over the years. The common words that we have today would not have been said 40 years ago, you know? So for me, for like perspective of Spanglish as a professor, it's beautiful. It's literally illustrates in real time the mixture of culture and languages. And it's really awesome. When I write my stories and my memoirs and poems, so I'll write something in English in the después español, porque se escucha más chido, you know? So I'll write something in English and después pienso, you know what? I think the word in Spanish would sound better there. And now it opens avenues for me in my writing. Donde puedo decir, por ejemplo, yo escribo, un flor que cae de mi corazón es un puro diamond. It's like, ooh. Oh, I like that one. I could get to put in diferentes sonidos, diferentes palabras y jugar con eso. It is literally a superpower. You know, it does illustrate that it's not confusion. I think it's really important that not just to inform our community, the Latinos, Chicanos, Hispanos, Mexicanos, y todos nosotros, but para informar la gente, we are speaking everything that we can. We're learning everything we can. We're not deficient. We're not slow. We are brilliant individuals. Estamos aprendiendo cómo navegar y existir y vivir y lograr en ambos mundos.
Wow, that's incredible. That as an English professor, he certainly has a lot to say. I love how he validated the value of Spanglish and the other forms of code switching. I like how he told us that it's a strength, not a weakness.
Sí, y me pareció aún más interesante saber que Spanglish tiene un enorme contexto cultural. Es fascinante escuchar cómo el profesor Daniel Herrera maneja la información.
What other language that you would like to learn? I would really love to learn French because maybe one day, once I'm rich enough, I would go to Paris or go to France, and I would love, you know, like when you're chismeando with your friends or something, you don't want to speak English, so like maybe you just tell them in French. But the only two words I know from French are oui and je ne sais pas.
Even I can say that I want to learn French too, and also Italian. And I'm not referring only to pizza, spaghetti, and other things. The language. It's something beautiful for me. I hear it in music, in some songs, and it's like, oh my God, I want to know about it. Even that it's similar to Spanish, it's not the same.
You know what's also funny? Is that Italy, their flag, is the same color as Mexico flag. So like if you just flip it around it, it's Italy. Not Mexico. And then when you flip the other way around, it's Mexico, not Italy.
Just take out el águila de Mexico. That's it.
The eagle, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Language is a journey, as I said before. Y no me voy a cansar de repetirlo porque es algo verdadero que todos los estudiantes, no solamente en Arizona Western College, tenemos que lidiar con ello.
Yeah, there's like a lot of other people who speak other than English still speak Spanish, Portuguese, French, Japanese, all other kinds of language in different countries. And they all moved down here to Arizona Western College. And I think it's really cool that we get to meet a lot of people from different places.
Well, por siendo primero, we have to do that. We have to hear more voices for the students here. And it will be a great opportunity for us. What do you think about it?
I think it can be really cool. And we have to learn more topics so you guys can hear more voices.
Sí, porque podríamos seguir hablando más del tema, minuto tras minuto. We could continue talking more about this topic, language, because it's rich with information. But time is out, so we have to keep going.
That's right. That's all the time we have for our first episode. Siento Primero is officially back, you guys.
And I can say that it was such a great first show. We talk about language in different contexts. And this is a huge part of being a first-generation student.
The first gen has been going on here at Arizona Western College for about 3 years now. So I want to say I'm really proud. A lot of students from different places decide to come down here. I think it's really cool.
And giving us the opportunity to hear them, to hear that voices from the students, it's something amazing, and I want to know more about it. So we have to keep working on those topics for the next episodes.
That's right. We gotta find more students.
So if you want to appear here, let us know with a message.
Find us here on campus.
Or even so in social media. And on the next episode, we're diving into another topic.
Come back and join us. We love to hear your guys' stories.
Your experiences.
Your challenges.
And your student life.
We'll hear you soon.
Te esperamos en el próximo programa.
Stay tuned!
Siendo Primero is produced by KAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online. Just search kawc.org under the Shows tab.
I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
I'm Evelyn Garcia.
And this is Siendo Primero.
Being first. The mic is yours.